This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Wednesday, January 6, 2021. Today we'll hear about the rally in D.C., Georgia polls closing, an announcement on the Kenosha shooting, de Blasio on the vaccine, that infamous prayer in Congress, and real prayer for our brothers in Ontario. If you have a news story you think we might need to cover, please send articles and links to news@crosspolitik.com. Hundreds gathered in D.C. Tuesday preparing for the Trump rally on Wednesday, because that's the day Congress is set to certify the election votes. Listen.
As it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen! And amen! Amen! We thank you, God. We bless you, God. We thank you, Lord. We believe that you're not going to leave this country, us and our families, aside. You are going to step up. You are going to bring the exposure that needs to take place for all of us that have friends and family members that think we're crazy. We ask for a full frontal exposure.
That was probably one of the better moments of the rally. Although there were good people out there, there was also kind of some of the usual fruits and vegetables and nuts. Georgia polls closed Thursday evening, awaiting the results of the Senate runoff. But while we wait, let's consider why Georgia and the United States deserves to get the Democrats elected and have a Democrat-led Senate.
Please welcome to the stage recording artist Lecrae.
How y'all doing? We all have a very unique opportunity to continue making a difference in this city, continue making a difference in this country, and that's exercising our right to vote. And so I want to continue, you know, promoting that this is a reality of freedom that we get to cherish, especially here in the state of Georgia, in the city of Atlanta, in the city of so many great historic figures who laid their lives down for us to take ownership of this opportunity. So in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, in the spirit of, you know, Andrew Young, I want to continue to remind us that we're free. We are free now to vote. So let's get out there and make sure we do that. Set me free. Let's get into it, man. Yeah, yeah. I just wanna praise you. Free. I just wanna praise you. Yeah, take the shackles off my feet. They won't let me be. They won't let me be.
That was from a few weeks back. Lecrae, the former Christian hip-hop artist, appeared at a campaign rally for the Democrat Senate challengers. I wonder why Lecrae thinks supporting politicians who support the mass murder of black and white babies has anything to do with being set free. No charges will be brought against Kenosha, Wisconsin officers in the shooting that paralyzed Jacob Blake. Listen.
Then the statute requires that the district attorney, the elected district attorney in that county, must determine if there's a basis to prosecute any of the involved law enforcement. And it is my decision now that I announce today before you that no Kenosha law enforcement officer in this case will be charged with any criminal offense based on the facts and the laws as I will describe them to you now. So it is our decision that no charge will be filed.
District Attorney Michael Gravely cited the domestic abuse situation as the immediate context of the officers arriving on the scene, which ended in the shooting of Jacob Blake. He also noted the history of abuse and criminal activity to defend his decision. Mayor de Blasio says, it's just fun to say, de Blasio says 30% of hospital workers have declined the COVID-19 vaccine. 30% of hospital workers have declined the vaccine. I'm just going to keep saying that. 30% of hospital workers have declined the vaccine. Huh, I wonder why. A third of health workers in the New York City public hospital system have declined COVID-19 vaccines, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Tuesday as he tried to explain why the city-run hospitals are lagging in vaccination numbers. Oh, people don't believe in your God. It's a real issue, and we've got to look it in the eye, de Blasio said. It's understandable that after all the pain of 2020, a lot of people are worried, and in general, folks have been through so much. We've got to understand. We've got to win trust for the vaccine. Right. Right. A vaccine rushed through trials. A vaccine that messes with your RNA like we've never done before. A vaccine that has been approved by the FDA insofar as the manufacturers have been granted complete legal immunity. You know, you can't sue them. You know, if it totally messes everything up, you can't sue them. That's what the FDA granted them, basically full immunity. Speaking of de Blasio, maybe you missed drunk Andy Cohen with Anderson Cooper on CNN's New Year's Eve Live.
And 2020 is gone.
And 2020 is freaking gone.
So
we flushed it down the toilet.
I definitely do not need this.
Like the fecal mess that it was. This is a little half. I like saying that. Let's just. I'm glad I brought two bottles of this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. All right.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's how I felt when I saw Mayor de Blasio dancing just now.
What are you?
I just don't need to see that at the beginning of 2021. Do something with this city. Honestly, get it together.
Do something with this city. Honestly, get it together. Maybe that should be a new stinger, Chuck Knox. Can you grab that? Let's do that. Okay. You know, I didn't really want to cover the infamous prayer. I didn't, because I was like, you all have heard it. I mean, you've seen it, all of the memes. It's been everywhere. But, you know, we really should just get it for posterity's sake. So 117th Congress just began this week, and it opened with a prayer to Brahma and more.
May the God who created the world and everything in it bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon us and give us peace. Peace in our families, peace across this land. And dare I ask, O Lord, peace even in this chamber, now and evermore. We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. Amen. And a woman.
There you have it, folks. Apparently, amen is Hebrew and a woman is Shebrew. Douglas Wilson announced on Twitter, the opening prayer for the 117th Congress concluded with amen and a women. And I regret to inform you all that my patience with the 117th Congress at the conclusion of their opening prayer was exhausted. Another commenter was reminded of this clip from an old Monty Python scene.
Provided the movement never forgets that it is the inalienable right of every man
or woman
to rid himself
or herself. Agreed.
Thank you, brother.
Or sister. Where was I? I think you finished.
U.S. Representative Emanuel Cleaver, who's the one who gave the prayer, says he was completely caught off guard by the negative response. What are you living in, some kind of bubble? Yeah, oh yeah. He's a United Methodist minister. These people haven't been outside for a long time. He says that it was a pun intended as a tribute to his female colleagues and to Rear Admiral Margaret Grun Kibben, the new House chaplain and first woman to hold that role. Yeah, she's not supposed to be a pastor. There are now 144 women serving in the House and Senate. The previous high was 129. Isaiah says something. It has to do with woe to you when women and children rule over. I don't know. Cleaver said he was deeply disappointed, deeply, that his prayer has been misinterpreted and misconstrued because you made up some random word and because you prayed to Brahma. Yeah, anyways. Last up, keep the faithful Canucks in prayer. December 30th, six elders of Trinity Bible Chapel in Ontario were charged under Section 10.1 of the Reopening Ontario Act for holding church services on Sunday, December 27th, and good on them. They write in their December 31 press release. We are peaceful family men seeking to pastorally care for our families and our church in sincere obedience to God. We are not criminals. Officers from the Waterloo Regional Police Service showed up at each of our homes last night at roughly 8 p.m. and gave us each a summons to court. While other pastors in Ontario have faced similar charges under the ROA for holding church services, to our knowledge, this is the first time that each and every member of an entire elders board has been charged for gathering a church to worship. Although we know of officers within the WRPS who personally disagree with these charges, it appears the WRPS is trying to make an example of us. For years, we have taught our children to respect police, and now our children and grandchildren are witness to their fathers and grandfathers receiving charges from police for worshiping Christ with our church. It is a dark day for Waterloo Region and Ontario. Since we decided to reopen the church in June, implementing various COVID protocols in our services, we have not had a single outbreak traced back to our church. We thank God for that. Instead, we have heard a plethora of stories from many of our congregants about how they were negatively affected spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and financially during the first lockdown. On December 3, we informed our governing authorities that we cannot shut down the church again in an open letter entitled, "Here We Stand, The Church Must Meet." Not one of our officials replied with an attempt to work with us. Our church community has become a vital refuge for hundreds of people during these times of despair. Our government is destroying our society to prevent the spread of a virus with a fraction of a fractional death rate. This is evil. Nowhere does the Charter of Rights and Freedoms guarantee freedom from risk or virus, but it does protect the freedom of conscience, religion, belief, and assembly. These are unlawful laws, a violation of God-given rights, a contravention of Section 176 of the Criminal Code, and an infringement of the Charter. We have ancestors who fought in wars to protect us from state abuses of this nature, and many of our families fled police states that eerily resemble what we are being subjected to at the present. Our high school teachers, parents, and grandparents warned us against governments that act this way. Listen to the pastor address part of the situation.
Look, we can't close the church doors in a time of despair.
Amen. Amen.
And if there's a price to be paid, there's a price to be paid. We plan on keeping the doors open as long as they don't bar us by force. We're going to just try our best to be respectful to our authorities who are trying their best to sort through this miserable situation that we all find ourselves in. We've received an overwhelming amount of support from across North America, and they're grateful for what we're doing. There is a bit of opposition, but that's to be expected.
The press release finishes with these, well, striking words. This, I don't know, fire, as they say. Our Savior shed his blood to purchase the church, and therefore, deeming the church unessential is tantamount to deeming the blood of Christ unessential, which is a public act of blasphemy. One day our elected officials, bureaucrats, and police will stand before the court of God's justice for these acts. We earnestly pray that the Holy Spirit would draw them to his Son, Jesus Christ, who offers free grace and forgiveness to all who would repent and put their faith in him. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and therefore we must honor and obey him above all earthly governments. We emphasize that our hope in Christ's goodness is firmly anchored. Our Savior is just, equitable, and loving towards his people. He has every hair on our heads numbered, and his eyes see all things. He will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death, and we will fear no evil. He has taught us to love our enemies, pray for those who persecute us, and to count our sufferings as pure joy. We embrace his will in humility by submitting to his heavy hand, trusting that in the proper time, he will exalt us because he cares. And the statement ends with a glorious quote from C.S. Lewis, "Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience." This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. You can find this and all of our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media. Become a Fight Laugh Feast club member today. And get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt and access to all the talks from our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, as well as many exclusive behind-the-scenes interviews, as well as our very own Worldview Shotgun series. Go to fightlaughfeast.com today. Have a great day.